We are
three gay guys,
two states,
one podcast.
You didn't count us down.
I should have counted you down, and I didn't, and I apologize.
We're off to a really rough start. This podcast is gonna fucking suck.
Hey guys,
no, the what?
It's gonna be great.
Yeah, yes, no,
absolutely. I love it already.
It's literally the best one that we've ever done before.
So far, the best.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So we are here outside, and so hopefully the noise does not, or the breeze does not, like, cancel out all. There's a lot of wind.
It feels really good. Not complaining.
Yeah.
Yes.
It
feels
really it's good. Been a pretty shitty climate here, and I fucking blame Obama for the global warming that has descended upon San Antonio.
Yeah, there was a sweaty ass guy, and he was wiping his face with napkins.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
She's so sweet.
I like her. Yeah, she's my new boyfriend.
Oh my god. So anyways.
I'm replacing, what was his name? Pablo something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sure. So we are here, and this is our second day in San Antonio. And we have done what did we do today?
Today we got up afternoon.
Oh yeah.
And went to eat at Golden Walk.
Yes.
For the third time.
It was amazing. They had cards now. It's official dim sum.
Yes.
It's for real now.
Yeah. Except for the angry Asians.
They were angry. That happens sometimes.
No, but it was different. It was a very different experience from last time.
The food came right away, especially for Thomas. We waited this time.
Yeah. No, seriously.
It was good.
And I was super excited about it. So I am not going to be complaining about we did see the waitress that I had last
time.
She
was there.
She was still there.
She didn't recognize us.
Well, no, I think she did. I saw her. She saw me.
Ooh,
And she was.
Study dog.
Yeah. And she was like, Godzilla. And I was like, no, I'm not Godzilla. Yeah, that was racist.
She tried to kick us out.
I apologize. That was racist.
We refused to leave.
Yeah, that was racist. I should not have been racist.
But, I'm offended. I'm leaving this podcast.
But no, it was just... It was
some good food.
Oh my God. It was really
good. I wrote that shit down.
So I actually... So dim sum is you have the little plates of stupid shit. And so they were walking around with their carts. And
the
one thing that I saw that I actually legit wanted to have was pigs in a blanket.
They were so gross.
I thought it was cold. They were cold. They were cold, but I was just like, oh my God, this is my opportunity to have dim sum. I was like, this is it.
I'm invited. And part of it.
The bun tasted like the barbecue pork buns.
Okay. You know? Yeah, it was like official,
It was good.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but yeah, so like we had, so there were three of them and on the plate, and I shared it with my friends.
It was very
generous. I literally ate some, and it was cold, but I was just like pretending to like it just because I wanted them to think that I was part of their crew.
Be my friend, I like your crew.
Yeah, I was like, okay, we're part of our same squad. Yes.
By the way, what's our squad name?
We still have not decided. Okay, so tonight we decided that we are a squad. Like, we are a legit squad. No one else is part of our squad except us. And so we said, okay, what's the name of our squad? And we're like,
Cricket.
No one knows what our name
is. No one said anything. We voted people off the squad.
No.
So we haven't named it.
No, seriously. Seriously.
So we played mini golf in the dark.
Oh, that was cool.
Yes.
That monster is something.
Monster putt-putt. Or monster
mini golf.
Mini golf.
It was really fun. I had my doubts.
Yeah.
Yes. It was great. Fun.
But it was really fun.
It was black light.
I won.
No, you did not win.
Obviously,
you were.
I'm the sportiest person here. I'm sporty gay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, that's not true.
So not. But so
no
for
one
the
that.
Yeah, for the record, I won.
Yeah.
And
we weren't competing.
We were also, so competing.
We were not keeping score.
So as soon as it comes up, I'll bring it right out to you guys. Do you guys want to order some food? Just drinks. Okay, I'll get these menus out of
y'all. I need to keep this on here because I'm recording a podcast.
Thank
and you're part
you,
of the
sir.
Podcast now. So
welcome to our podcast.
Thank you.
Would you like to introduce yourself? Okay, he's so nervous.
I am. No, it's cool. I'm part of the podcast. It's so cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what's your name?
You
where are you from? Joseph.
Joseph.
I work at Luther's here on the Strip at San Antonio.
You're on the Strip?
Yeah, I work at the Strip.
No.
Oh, no, 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 no.
He said yes. You all heard that.
It's not that kind of party. Nice. Well, thank you for having me on the podcast, guys.
Oh, sure.
Thank you, Joseph.
Yeah, thanks.
Say bye.
All right. That was not awkward.
I'm in love with him now. Whoever serves us, I love.
He's kind of a cutie too.
I was secretly hoping he was going to strip.
Oh my God.
It was not a secret.
So when we last left our podcast, I said that we had a special guest in line, and that was him. So
you met him. Surprise! It was Joseph.
So I fulfilled my promise.
I do not
lie to my podcast viewers.
I kind of thought you said Jake Gyllenhaal.
But doesn't he look like Jake Gyllenhaal?
I mean, not at all, but kind of.
So that was my fulfillment of my promise here. But anyways, all right. So here's one thing so we went to the Blacklight.
We went to a bar.
Oh yeah. Oh Mitchell's. My God. Okay, Mitchell's.
That was nice.
Mitchell's
was
really good.
Okay.
I was worried.
Let's back up for a second.
All right. Back up.
So we went to the Blacklight. We went to the Blacklight mini golf. And they said, okay, you can sign up, but it's going to be an hour and a half wait. And we're like, what? Like, that's a long time.
Wait,
there's only
what?
Little kids around here. Like, what the f-? And so we're like, okay. So I went to my comrades here and I said, okay, squad,
not
here we go.
It's the same.
It's like, okay, do we wait here? Do we leave? Whatever. And so
he
we just
got guidance from us.
Yeah.
Experts.
And so we decided that we were going to wait. And so we're like, okay, so we're going to find a place nearby. So Steve took it upon himself to find a place, right?
Patrick. Me,
okay.
That's cool.
So Patrick found it upon himself to find a place for us. And he did. And it was Mitchell's Sports Bar. We started walking and
we went to the wrong direction.
Know what to expect.
And then we realized this is the wrong direction. So we turned around. It was very hot outside. So it said sports bar. We're in Texas. I don't know if you like catch the connotation there. But it was really fun. The bartender was friendly. He said he was 60. He looked much younger. And he talked about like people being on... Oh, this guy's way drunk. He's going to fall over. And he was talking about like older people. And he was delightful.
Yes, he was.
So we re-listened to our podcast. I totally copied Steve. What did you drink? I just copied you again tonight.
It was a Shiner Bock.
Shiner Bock.
Yay.
It was real. I was going to have water. I'm like, it's too early to drink. It's pointless. And then I tasted Steve's drink and I was like, I want that. Whatever that is,
yes,
I want it.
Yes, it was just a beer. It was good. I'm sorry, I don't know beer, so I can't tell you what exactly it is, but
it was nice.
Shiner Bock.
Shiner Bock.
Shiner Bock, okay.
Yes. Very German, yeah. I think.
I guess.
So we listened to our podcast. It was hilarious.
We thought it was hilarious.
It was so funny.
What did you guys think?
If you haven't heard it yet, go back. Listen to that first. That was mine. I was director. One Night Only, it was called. But it was confusing because it was like halfway through the other one and it was paired together. It worked fine on my phone, so hopefully it works okay for you. But Thomas is directing tonight. He's doing great so far.
Yes.
Yeah. No. I mean, obviously. But... So we did that, and then after we finished that, we went back to the room, and we decided that we were just going to drink in the room. So we had a couple of drinks in the room, and we started playing music. And we just started playing all kinds of songs on... We went back to Steve's place first.
We saw Steve's place.
My Bose player, stereo, whatever, speaker.
Yeah,
my
the
Bose
speaker.
It was awesome.
Yes,
we needed that.
Thank you, sir.
Where's mine?
I'm totally kidding.
Thanks.
Let me see if it's...
Oh, okay.
Start up.
Is it too sweet?
Oh, hold on a second. That's a lot of red right there. Looks good. It's fine. Yeah, it's
thank
too
you.
Sweet, but...
That's his way of saying he loves it.
No,
he's so happy with it.
Thank you.
I'm good.
Thank you.
Yeah, so Thomas got a really crazy looking concoction.
Look at there that. Look at my life. It's very red.
All of the strawberry puree is at the bottom.
That's what she
said. But he's stirring and it looks good.
That's almost as thick as what Steve was gobbling earlier.
Oh my god.
It was so
O-M-G.
Thick. OMG. We could not stop talking about
let's
it.
Let's talk about it.
Oh my god.
So, okay, all right. No. No, we are going to do this. So,
this is happening.
Yeah, so. So we were waiting, so we were listening to music.
We got the speaker.
Yeah. So
it's
we're listening.
Really good speaker.
Yeah, it really is.
Hashtag so Bose is amazing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Comment in the section below. Anyway, so we.
Hashtag sponsorship.
So we were just listening.
This is sponsored content.
We were listening to music, and then Steve wanted to shower before he came out. And so Steve showered, we heard him shower saw him shower because we could see through our
we saw the
bedroom
whole thing.
Window. Yeah.
Like wrap up the middle section. Just, time to move on.
I don't think you washed the entire body, but it's okay. No one's judging you. And
I mean, we were, but
and then all of a sudden he got out of the shower and then we heard him on the sink and all of a sudden he started gagging and we're like, what the hell is going on? And so we didn't know if he brought somebody in. And so we're like...
He does have his own key.
Yeah. And we're like, Steve, is everything okay? Hello, Steve?
Hello?
Steve. And all we heard was... And we're like, okay. All right. And so Patrick and I were just joking at, like the first few minutes. And we're
at first
like,
it was funny.
Yeah. But towards the end, we're like, did he let somebody in
without... Like, shit's getting real.
No, like...
I'm scared.
Yeah. And we're just
what
like...
What do we do?
Yeah. We're like... Steve, really? Are you sucking a black cock right now? What the fuck is going on? And
we heard, vroom,
vroom, vroom. Yeah, no, we literally heard that.
We don't know what that means.
Oh my god! 15 minutes later, we could not figure out what the hell was going on, and that's okay because I'm not judging him that much.
So cute.
That is really good.
I kind of wish I was a lesbian.
Yeah. I am not. I'm not judging Steve. Patrick is not judging Steve, but God is judging Steve. And you know what? It is what it is. So
it's fine.
So Steve, what were you gagging on?
Oh my God! It was just my mouthwash. That's it.
For 15 minutes.
I mean, it was sustained.
Okay.
It was dark skin.
Use a tongue brush. So that was making me gag first.
Okay.
Hot.
Then I just used my. I was gargling. That's it. All
right. So first off. 50% of our viewers do not understand what a tongue brush is. So please explain what a tongue brush is if it's not a fucking cock. So what is a tongue brush?
It's a giant black cock. It goes straight down your throat.
Yeah, and Patrick understands what a tongue cock is, or a tongue brush.
I referred Steve.
Okay.
I received a discount.
All right, so Steven, please explain the benefit of a tongue cock or brush, whatever you call it.
All right, so everybody knows.
Not everybody knows, so don't even go there.
Everybody knows sticking their tongue out in the mirror in the morning especially, you see your tongue covered in some type of funky film.
Thrush.
Yes. So.
Semen.
Tongue brush is basically a scraper that you run back and forth over your tongue to scrape off the layer of gunk off.
Mostly semen, 10% drink.
And that's about 90% of where your bad breath comes from.
90% black semen, 10% white semen.
All right, so here's the moral of the story. If you are guzzling cum at night all the time, you need a tongue scraper to get the cum off.
It's so important.
Get the cum off. Oh,
and boy, does it come off.
Oh, yes, I know.
Hi.
But... You want to make sure. Yeah, you want to make sure that scraper gets it all off. Because Steve was going to town on that. And that's the reason we actually didn't even check up on him. We were afraid to go around the corner to see
what
like
what are we going to see if we go over there.
Like literally it was more than okay, guys. Just between you and me, it was more than tongue scraping. This bitch was moaning in pleasure as he was doing
his
it.
Tonsils.
Oh my god, no!
They came out.
No, they did. They
he
did.
Put it back.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Like, I think you need that.
So when he was quote unquote scraping, he was going okay. When you make sounds like this, That is not just scrapey.
Yeah. Clean. That's what he's saying. That's not even me. That. I'm imitating Steve right now.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It was a big to-do. It was a big.
You guys are not tongue scraping. Make sure to start today.
Oh, there's another lesbian couple.
Today.
So many. Yeah. I like that.
If you are sucking on a lot of dicks and sucking on a lot of cum, then do it a lot. Yes. Right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Can I get you guys anything else?
And so far, so good.
That's it.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks. You get it. So, I went to West Hollywood with my friends, a lesbian couple, the Beavers, RIP, and they were like, there's no lesbians here. And I'm like, oh, wow. I never even noticed. Oh, wow. Look at his tight pants. Hello. Hi, sir.
Turn, please.
There's,
360.
Let me have you spin.
Yes, I can.
12
see.
For me. 12 for me. If you don't get that joke, watch Todrick Hall's video immediately.
That's our last episode.
Disconnect from this podcast and watch Todrick Hall. You will not understand anything else. No, there's so many lesbians here. It's cute. And there's a lot of diversity. There was earlier at Chinese, there was a black guy with a Chinese... No, it was an Indian lady, and they had biracial kids, and they were so cute. Yes. One of the kids was teasing his mom. He was like, I'm so flipping mad. She was like, stop it. And it was so funny. And he was like laughing after he saw how mad she was.
Yes. Oh, you guys.
What the flip is going on?
I mean, dim sum, guys. If you haven't had dim sum before, please make a special occasion. Give it a shot. Thomas loves it. It was delicious. Oh my god, you guys gotta try it. It was great.
Doesn't normally include pigs in a blanket, but this time.
I don't know where that came from, but we gotta,
get the hargow.
Appease the Americans.
Yes. Oh my god. So we were up pretty late last night, and we slept in pretty late this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, if you listened to our last episode, we talked about the cum in the shower with the shower dispenser that was broken by Patrick. Aloft, if you're hearing this, that's who you're going to be charging.
I got my credit card on the line.
I was never there. Prove it.
I know. So, anyways, so we just left it, or they just left it in the corner. And so we just figured that when we left, I mean, obviously we're guests, they're going to fix it. So when we get back, the bed's made, we have fresh towels, and the fucking shit's still on the fucking floor in the corner. Yeah.
They pushed it to the corner, didn't fix it. We still don't have shampoo.
Incidental. Oh my god.
I guess we're
Jafu?
Just...
What the fuck?
Our hair's just gonna be a mess this weekend.
How do they expect us to live? Yeah. No, it was... Yeah, it was a pretty big mess.
Oh, but what was our next dinner experience?
Listen,
can you hear it? This way, to the right, to the right.
Oh, there's a third lesbian couple. Oh my god.
It's Lizzo's Jews.
These are both lipstick lesbians.
Oh my god, we gotta go.
All right, so let's talk about Taco Rhea Data Process. Can we focus, please? As a director, I want to make sure
I'm
that
transitioning
we have,
into my lesbian
it's content,
lifestyle.
It's content. So we went to dinner tonight to Taco Rhea Data Processing Center, and we went there last time we came here, and we went there again, and it was fucking delicious. Mm. There was tacos we ate last night. Steve swore that they were good. They were not.
Okay, this was after our last night's podcast.
There was only one flavor.
There was like...
Thank you. Thank you, Patrick.
And it was not even good.
Thank you, Patrick. Yes. Agreed.
I only had one because it was so gross.
Okay.
Well, no, that's not true. I only gave you one.
That was my only choice. Yeah, I didn't have an option. I'm just trying to justify it. Trying to ration why I only got one. And everyone else got two. This feels unfair. I guess it's fine because they're not even that good.
Well, you didn't even contribute any money to it. So
I totally gave you $2.
Oh, okay, sorry. That was Steve that gave you $2.
You don't know which one of us is Patrick and which is Steve.
That's true.
I'm Steve. I'm from San Antonio. I've lived here for 5 years, and I like to smoke a lot.
Yes.
Here's the introduction you didn't get last night.
I know. Oh, yeah. As he smokes in the face. this entire podcast.
It's ridiculous.
It smells really good, though. Yes.
So what was funny, though, is that Steve has... Okay, so I was trying to have a conversation about politics because I am a supporter of Pete Buttigieg for president.
I'm undecided.
And so I... Okay, can I finish my story? So I actually ordered a Mayor Pete shirt from his campaign website.
Wait, who?
Motherfucker.
That is so... That is not a joke.
Yeah, that is
He's not joking.
I'm not joking.
I'm awful, you guys. I'm sorry.
No, oh my God. No, can I finish the story?
Please,
so
let me have you pause your story.
And so I'm like... Somebody asked me, like, oh, who... You know, who's that? Or, anyways. So Steve was like, who's Mayor... Who's Pete? What is that
red
shirt? And I was like, what the fuck? What the... And he's like, he is the only gay presidential candidate.
Kind of a big deal.
It is like historical.
Yeah.
And Steve's like, I'm confused. I don't know anything about anything. And I'm like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me?
Is he running for mayor?
I know. And I said, do you know who the mayor of San Antonio? And he's like, I don't know. I'm just pretty. And I'm just like, what
he's
the
so
fuck?
Pretty.
He's like, I'm just a skinny bitch. I'm like, OMG, fucking keto diet.
Now he's all skinny. He doesn't care about issues.
Seriously, man. I like Chunky
warming?
Steve better.
Now that I'm thin, I don't feel warm ever.
He's like, I'm so cold all the time.
I used to believe in global warming, but now I'm skinny, and it's a hoax.
So
he's so skinny.
So,
we hate him.
Yeah, so the jury is out as to... whether or not we like Skinny Steve or not.
And like maybe go back.
I know. It's
thing
just like,
to think about.
Put a couple more pounds on you. Care about the environment. Care about the state
vote
of our
election.
Union. Yeah, seriously. It's just like... Ever since he became skinny, he's like a diva now. He's just like... Fucking like doesn't even care about the world and shit. So
he's like, I want to rule the podcast. We're like, wait your turn, bitch. You're on Sunday.
Yeah. So it is. It is. It's. It sucks.
It really, a really dangerous crossing.
Yeah, it really is. I don't know. It's just been. This has been a pretty good trip so far. My main goal has been to just be able to leave California and all the earthquakes that are happening there.
Yeah.
And be able to just succumb and relax and not think about anything and not think about work and not think about like being like responsible and just like having a good time. And
absolutely.
We've been having a good time.
Drinking,
so and I have not ruined any night so far because it's only been one night and I have not ruined it.
Thus far, Thomas
yeah,
has
and
ruined
this is
zero
second
nights.
Night and I my goal is to not ruin tonight.
It's
so.
Only because he got to dance.
Yeah. For 30 seconds. So it was fine. It was all good.
Yeah, after the podcast, that was a very... I feel like Texans are repressed. Like, they don't... Like, everyone takes their shirt off more than I'm used to, which, not a complaint. Big, big fan. Love seeing that. But they're all, like, a lot of, like, dancing with your feet not moving. Like, some... I'm like, you... The way you're dancing, you must be a straight guy. Like, there's... Weird. It was.
Oh my God.
It was very
Remember
weird.
That white guy.
There was like some breakdancing.
Oh
I thought for sure
God.
He was gonna hit his head.
Yes.
That was different.
Yeah.
I dig it though. We'll see how the heat is tonight. Assuming they don't have a drag show the last time.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Like, yes. Do you want to say something to the?
Give something, Joseph.
Okay, when
come
you come back, be ready.
Oh my God, he so wants to be a part of our podcast.
I'm in love with Joseph. He will not stop coming back.
About his doing his own or something. He's like, I'm part of a podcast.
Wait, what?
No, I don't remember that.
No, he did not say that.
He did say that.
That did not happen.
Okay, everybody rewind.
Let's check the record.
No. He didn't know. He says, I haven't been part of a podcast.
What?
Yes, that's what he said.
He said.
I don't know where you were listening.
He did not. Oh my God.
Yeah, I got my
own
podcast.
No, he did not say that. Joseph, come back.
Settle
this dispute for us. No.
You guys are amateurs.
These angry queens cannot stop fighting.
And you guys are privileged to have me on here.
I do remember when he said that, and I was very confused what he meant by that.
I could have sworn he said
no. He does not have his own fucking podcast. I mean, oh my god.
All I thought he said.
No, he did not.
Well, I'm correcting the record. He did not say that.
I wish I could help. I have no idea.
Oh my god. Oh my god. He did not say. Oh, I have my own podcast. I cannot participate in yours. He did not say that.
I mean, there was no disclaimer. That's true.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay.
Okay. Well, when he comes back, we're gonna ask him.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we're gonna pin him down on this issue.
I told him to think of a few words, so he should come back prepared.
You said that?
Yes, I just told him right now.
I thought I said that.
Come back.
Really don't think you said that.
Wait, which one am I?
OMG.
Speaking of which one am I, so have you guys seen Planet Unicorn?
That was a hot Oscar.
Planet Unicorn is so funny on, that's on him, on YouTube. So like gay guys get it. But unfortunately, like, when you show it to your straight fans, like, they just don't really get it. And it's really, really sad. So, like, I watched it and laughed for days, and I sent it to Thomas and Steve. Yes, and no feedback from Steve. Thomas laughed, and he's like, my straight coworkers didn't get it.
Oh, my God.
I just sent, like, a smiley emoji back or something.
I'm like, that means he didn't read it.
Oh, my God.
He has not watched the video. He's not going to watch the video.
Maybe a thumbs up one.
Wait, no. Did you watch it, though?
I did.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you did laugh. Are you?
No, it's hilarious, but...
Oh my god, no. It's so awesome. Like I literally laughed out loud.
Same.
And then I brought a couple people to my office and I was like, "Oh my god, you have to see this." Okay. So Patrick is bleeding from his ass again and this happens periodically. We know why it's happening, but we're not going to say why it's happening.
We're being coy.
So coy. So dark and coy.
Where's my napkin?
He's talking about his feminine napkin. And here we have it.
Is this flushable?
All right. We plugged it up. All right, we're good. So, anyways. So, I literally thought that people would laugh at this as loud as I did.
Yeah, right.
And they did not.
They never do. But gay boys do.
Yeah. But, like,
when you show it to your straight coworkers, they're like, oh, I support you. But, like, don't laugh at me.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, you're really not my friend. And
you don't get me at all.
I really thought you were. And
I can't decide. Okay, I decided Steve is the unicorn Tom Cruise. Because, like, he's really sweet. Like, he doesn't weigh in on stuff. And, like, he apologizes when he is overstepped. And Thomas and I do not do that.
What's an apology?
So we're like, deal with it. I'm sorry you're offended. You're out of the squad. We've said that a lot tonight. I can't decide if I'm Cadillac or if I'm Feathers.
What's the difference between the two?
Feathers is the southern one. I don't see colors. I don't know what they're wearing. Okay, they all have different colors.
Oh my god, so that is so you.
Yes.
And Cadillac?
Cadillac has the like the poof in his hair that covers up his horn. And he always has the last word.
Okay.
Like they're like, we're so hot, it's so hot. And he ends it with, I'm hot. So I feel like that's Thomas.
Okay. So why is it even a question? Like that is me.
So I'm Feathers. I'm not Southern, but I also might be Shannon, the boy that wished him into the existence. Because he's really fast talking and very gay.
Oh my god. You sound so much like Shannon.
Hi, unicorn. Just me, Shannon, the boy that wished to existence. Take care of my planet. I'm gay. Goodbye. That's what Shannon said.
Oh my god.
I kind of memorized his lines.
Yeah. No.
Ooh, I like this tank top
guy. Yes. Definitely would not understand unless you watch. Unless you watch it.
Pose for me. Yes. Pose.
Oh my god.
He's not posing.
You can't demand it. You cannot demand it.
Blink for these hoes.
Wait, hold on a second. He's blinking.
Oh my god, he's blinking. I saw it. Come back. Too desperate? A little bit.
Way desperate.
But that sports bar was like way better than I expected.
Oh my god!
I know it totally was. And the guy was total Texas right there. The bartender was total Texas, white, over 60, I'm sure.
That's what he said. Absolutely. He looked young.
Yeah, he was over 60.
He probably voted for Trump.
Yeah. Well. Probably,
yes.
Yes,
he
most
probably.
Likely, yeah.
I'm sure he saw Patrick's rainbow.
Personality.
iPhone watch.
I don't know what you're making about me. Y'all are very flamboyant. I don't know if you knew that.
No, but we went. Yeah, we went. We went up to the bar, and the first thing
he was like, "Get out, queers!"
No, okay. Let's be real about the story. So the first thing that we did, we went up to the bar, and Patrick said, "I'm gay." It was like,
"Oh my God. Is it okay if I drink here? How many cocks are available?" That's not true. That didn't happen.
Yeah, no. Part of that's true.
I thought about it.
Yeah, and he knew it. So, so it's very awkward because a family.
It was just. I was surprised, honestly, while walking there. I wasn't sure what to expect. Was not sure what to expect, but it was great.
But he was really, really nice.
So I like him. Yeah,
accepting and just great.
Well, we listened to our prior podcast. We were talking about cum filling the shower floor, and I was like adjusting the volume down, and like we are gonna get kicked out of here. But it was good.
It was good.
It was really good.
No, remember when we first approached it, and there was two an old white lady and an old white guy, and they were just getting there going, "Arr, gar, gar, gar," or whatever it is.
I remember that.
Yeah. Arr, gar, gar,
gar. I'm like, does that Texan or something? Or
I don't know. It was just.
Do we play along? Are we going to be racist if we say gar, gar, gar back? We just want to fit in, guys.
I know, seriously. OMG.
No, the bar was good. We played mini golf. I won.
Oh, we played mini golf.
I'm the only person who got a hole in one. Just
saying. Oh, you were. By the way. Oh my God.
I actually was in last place. I did really bad. That was a total stroke of luck.
But I
did get a hole in one.
It was, over
the top. No, but remember that particular one that he got a hole in one? It was the blackest one. The blackest hole. And he, perked up. He shimmied his butt, and then he putted.
I need to go first. Everybody stop.
Yeah, no, literally.
Stand back.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I'm in charge.
It was good.
It literally was
awesome to see.
Yeah.
It truly was.
And, it was good. It was fun. It was...
this is a really good spot.
Different experience. Yeah.
People watching. Yes. Oh my God, there's San Diego.
So many
people. Hello, the whole people watch. Thomas's conference. People watch at the mall.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So years ago, Thomas had a conference, and he's like, "Oh, you guys should come. The hotel's paid for. You can ride with me for free." So we didn't ride with him, but we did.
So what's that? So we misheard you. What's the name of your podcast?
Because did you say you were part of one?
No.
That's what I said. No, because
you already have a podcast.
I wish I was that cool to have a podcast.
No, because somebody, he said that you cannot participate in ours because you had your own podcast.
Oh, no,
and we're like,
shouting my mouth.
Hashtag check out my own podcast.
This one sucks.
Watch my
Okay.
That's awesome.
All right. Yeah, we're good.
Yes,
we're good.
Guys.
Yeah,
thank you.
So I'm fucking right. You guys are wrong.
Sorry. This is really embarrassing. I'm so embarrassed. I have to leave.
I'm
gonna end this podcast now.
I know. Seriously. Well, you're not the director. So.
I really like our guy.
Oh my God.
He doesn't take guacamole away.
Yes.
He gives me napkins when I ask for them.
It's been a while.
So we had a really cool Uber driver. We wanted to go to...
Which one?
Total Wine. We went to Total Wine. He's like, "Oh, we'll go with you guys." We're like, "Really?"
Oh, yes.
And then he was talking about his wife, and we're like, "Oh, never mind." we're fine.
Richard. Richard was his name.
We gotta go.
Yes. But we still went. He got off with us.
He was so friendly, though.
Yeah. Richard.
He was a really cool guy.
If you're hearing this, please
subscribe.
Shout out.
Post to your other podcast.
So we were about to go and to explore Total Wine, and he stopped at the little station for the testing or the tasting, and he's like, "Oh, you guys gonna taste tequila?"
Custom tequila.
It was good, actually.
Oh my God, flavored tequila.
So I don't like tequila.
Me either.
But okay, so as soon as she gave me the mint, it's like mint. What was it?
It was mint chocolate.
There were like 10 flavors.
The only one that I would take was mint. So she gave me the
coffee.
Mint. Everyone got their own, and I just took it I just swung it down.
Oh.
And then he said, "Oh, you're not gonna wait for us?" And I'm like, "Oh shit, my bad."
Oh yeah, we're all gonna cheers and shots together, and Tom's like, "Done. What's next?"
And then I started skipping through the wine aisle.
God, I wish I knew what that brand was.
Well, someone has a card.
I have the card.
We have the card.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to add that to the next podcast.
Yeah,
because
she was really nice.
She was great.
And it was really good. It was really, really good.
I don't believe her. That's what she said.
Yeah.
She said, "I'm going to Fresno first out of the whole state of California.
And we're like, shut up, you lying bitch.
Just for you guys.
The last time I had tequila, I threw up all night.
And so that's like why he's throwing up.
But it was good. Yes, it was really good flavored. Unfortunately, the flavor we learned takes down the alcohol content.
Yes, I got to mention for my director, Amy Ryle, who will hopefully be listening soon. She loves tequila.
Really?
She said that the last time she totally did tequila, she was naked on her front lawn.
Oh, that sounds
fun.
Oh
my God. Sorry, Amy, for
sharing. I don't have a front lawn, but I want to do that. We're not judging you at all.
You're going to love hearing us. You're going to get a laugh out of this.
Where is your front lawn? I want to go there.
But we still have a full night ahead of us. So where is Amy right now?
What is her number? Where does she live exactly?
Amazing. Amy, I love you. I know you're going to hear this one day. You're amazing.
Amy, you're really not that amazing. He's been talking so much shit about
you. He's been talking shit
all day.
Right. And more work talk.
He's been feeling so bad about it that
the whole
he said,
reason we came here.
No, literally. He's been feeling so bad about it that he said, when we do our podcast, guys, I'm going to like, this bitch, Amy.
We're like,
who is Amy?
I don't know that name.
Literally, and you just bringing her name up right now and saying you love her. You love her? You do not love her. You do not love her.
Stop lying, Steve.
I know, seriously.
Love you to death.
I'm just kidding. You never mentioned her all day.
I cannot wait until for you guys to meet her.
We're like, where is this coming from?
I know, seriously. He just pulled it out of his ass.
This is out of nowhere.
She's amazing.
Yeah. Here's a little funny anecdote. So the barn door in our restroom. we were all sleeping. Hello. We were all sleeping this morning, and we did not wake up until like 11:30 something.
It was more like
12:30. Okay, we didn't wake up until 12:30, and most people wake up with an alarm or just by just waking up like stretching. Just want to stretch. I woke up to the sound of Patrick taking a nasty dump in the bathroom. And the reason why is because it's a barn door and you could hear every fart smell.
Oh my God. You could hear
every single thing.
I don't know how you hear
a smell.
Okay. So, he was drunk in the morning, apparently.
So the way is you never want to wake up to the sound of shit. And I woke up to the sound of shit this morning. And
that's obviously a lie.
And I mean, Patrick, I mean, it came out really fast because of, you know, his past practices, but it came out just like super fast, but it just dumped into the toilet really fast. And so you heard it. And that was my alarm this morning. So I was disturbed by that. So
everything you said was a lie. I just want to make sure that's clear.
It really wasn't.
That said, there is no exhaust fan in the bathroom.
There isn't.
So we had to play that door slam, so I slammed it on purpose.
Thank God for poopery.
Just for funsies.
You said poopery?
It's pretty awkward.
Is that what it's called?
Yes, yeah.
I've never heard of poopery.
Oh my God. That's that little spray.
That's a little spray.
Steve's the one who's got me into it. Yes. No, they have those commercials with that that British woman, and she's like taking a shit like in a war zone or whatever.
A war zone.
And she's like, no one needs to know you're taking a shit. And like her accent, and it's so cute.
I've never seen that
before. Guys, I totally endorse that product. It's amazing.
Steve's like, I have the rankest shit. And my roommate.
Yes, yeah.
Sir, okay. Together or all separate?
Together is fine.
Together?
Yeah. Okay. He is trying really hard to be on our podcast. It's really sad.
You can be on the podcast. It's fine.
I know. Just when we tell you, you just don't come whenever you want.
You don't just show up at our table asking questions.
Seriously.
About drinks.
Yeah. That was rude. In fact, I'm not even going to tip anything.
So unexpected.
Sorry.
So Steve likes to smoke directly into my face.
It's vaping.
I mean, I feel like it's the same thing. Steve is convinced it's different.
Yeah, no, what was funny is that we were in the hotel room, and Steve takes a huge puff of his little vaping marijuana thing or whatever he had, and then he blows it directly at Patrick. And he blows it directly at Patrick, and Patrick is like cold.
Thank you.
It was cold. It was ice. Like, what have you done? You're an ice queen. You're a bitch.
No, but then he starts singing Frozen, like the song from Frozen. It was really funny.
Ooh, Thomas just heard Wrong Bitch for the first time by Todrick Hall.
And Bob the Drag Queen.
Loved it, yeah.
It's a great song.
It was good, it was good.
He's been signing it all night.
He didn't know what it was about, but it was amazing.
Yeah. He's still not clear.
Because I feel like you're the wrong bitch.
I feel like you guys got the wrong bitch.
Or a wrong bitch. But anyways, all right. So we are going to sign off.
How long is it?
It's longer than last night.
Wow.
Yeah. No. Look, 37 minutes last night. It's 39. Yes.
We're such chatterbugs. Guys. Shut us up.
I hope.
So tomorrow night is our final episode until our Las Vegas live stream.
That's not
which
a thing.
We have no idea how that's going to happen, but it's going to fucking happen. It's fucking happening.
We'll make something.
Yeah.
Live.
Seriously.
What are you talking about?
It's going to happen. So. So tomorrow night is Steve's night, and Steve's gonna like just recap the entire weekend. Mm-hmm. And
you guys will learn the sound of vaping.
You'll learn about our sponsor. Yes. I'll tell you all about it.
Oh my god, we have so many sponsors. You guys don't even understand how many sponsors we have. I have a pair of underwear that I've never never heard of this brand, but I'm wearing them now. And
same.
Okay, so I am so excited to share with you, like, the sponsor of my underwear. But we're saving it until tomorrow for Steve's episode.
You have to stay tuned to Steve's terrible episode.
Oh my god,
if you don't listen to the end, you will not hear it.
No, you won't. In fact, if you do not stay to the end, you will be owing taxes to the federal government. That will just stay to the end.
I'm issuing you a 1099. What's your address? Text it to me.
I know, seriously.
Right. Oh, he's back.
Oh my
Joseph,
god.
Last final words. We're closing up.
We're closing out right
thank
now.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate you guys coming to Luther's. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
So, like, where are you from? Like, what's your story?
I'm from Los Angeles.
Oh my god, that's where you flew from.
We
flew from there yesterday.
You guys are from Los Angeles?
We're from California. Fresno, California. Yes.
My family's from Whittier. It's a small little town.
I went for
Whittier,
small little town in LA.
Nice.
I came out here when I was 17.
Nice.
Just been living the San Antonio dream, you know?
Nice.
Absolutely.
How exciting. What a great city.
Right, exactly. I mean, do you guys like it out here so far? Have y'all been?
I've been here for 5 years.
I've been here 5 years from California.
It's humid. The gas is free. We don't understand that. Cost of living's good. Yeah, the food is amazing.
Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
The food, too. Yeah, I mean, you'll blow up out here.
Absolutely.
Taco City.
We had tacos first.
You had to have tacos.
Yes. You guys come to Luther's if you ever come to San Antonio.
Yes. Absolutely. Visit Joey.
Yes.
Help you guys out.
Tip him extra or else.
All right, guys. Again, thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
You guys need the menu still? You guys good?
Good. Okay, I'm going to keep this on here for a second.
Yeah. All right. You guys have a good one.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. You guys.
Take care.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Nice,
oh my god, that drag queen is 10 feet tall.
We're about signing off.
What's happening here?
Yeah, so, all right. So, we are going to get in the way.
So fast.
Alrighty. So,
look
we are going.
Heels. Oh my god,
we
so
are going to end the way we started.
Yes.
So, we are.
Three gay guys.
Two states.
One. Podcast.
Yes, guys. Good night.
My friend, as Thomas unlocks his phone. Oh, shit. His phone is locked. Oh, my God. This is so awkward.